Breathe deep into your belly. Get comfortable. Close your eyes and turn your attention inward. And just bring your attention to your breath, your deep, full breath, life-giving breath. This is a time just for you to align through all this shifting energy from the inside out, where true creation happens. So grounding down into your spiritual self by breathing deep into your belly, letting go of your shoulders and anything you're holding up right now. Relaxing your jaw. Letting your eyes rest deeply. And become aware of your heart, your soul center, your heart, your beautiful heart. You can put your hand on your heart. Take a couple of breaths as if you're breathing right in and out through your heart, through your heart. You're connected with your soul, with your divinity, with your unity. And you can expand and open up to all that you are, your eternal nature, and how magnificent and powerful the divine has expressed itself through you. Become aware of your mind. And take a deep, full breath. And I want to invite you to take your beautiful, brilliant mind and drop it down into your heart. We're going to marry your mind and your heart, so your mind can take the lead, the direction from the wisdom of your heart, your soul. Just imagine you have your mind on a slide or a stairway between your head and your heart, and you'll simply make the journey down, all the way down from your head, sliding it down to your heart, down through your nasal cavity, the top of your throat, the base of your throat, the top of your chest, right down into the very center of your chest. Breathe deep, just like you dropped beautiful, precious gem into the pond of your heart. Just sit back and let those ripples expand. Your nature is expansive. And from this vantage point of your heart, just relax in. There's a lot of energy shifting and moving, and it may be affecting you in different ways, very subtle, or maybe things in your life seem topsy-turvy. But essentially, this is an opening. It's a portal of growth that can feel like an agitation, but it's really all about soul growth. And in this shadow time that we're in, with this solar eclipse, the sun represents the soul. And the shadow time here, there is an opening to let go of what's no longer serving you. There will be a change coming up for you in some way. And truths are being revealed. And it's a time for you to step more powerfully into personal leadership and whatever movement in the world that you're leading. It all starts with you and your ability to lead yourself. So as you let go of what's no longer serving you, be honest and truthful with yourself. You can open up to the best possible change for you, as there will be a change coming up for you. You're in a time of change. So breathe deep into your heart and tune in and let this question drop into your heart. What is it that my heart is wanting me to recognize the truth about? What's the truth that my heart wants me to know? Truths are being uncovered now, released, opened up, and available. What's a truth it's time for you to embrace? And whatever that might be, hold it close. Hold it close, hold it dear to your heart. Whether it was something that opened you up and lit you up, or something that seemed like it came out of some dark corner somewhere. It's all to bring into the light. It's the shadow time to look deep and see what needs more light. What you shift within yourself makes a shift for the collective. Your personal healing heals the world. And tune in to your heart. Let this question drop right into your heart. How might I be giving my power away? What perception may I have, or what I might be projecting out on the world, or even blaming? Where might I be giving my power away? Opening up to that. And then tuning in for what's one inspired action I could take to reclaim my power. Just one thing that I could do to reclaim my power. It might be a choice. It might be something you need to write or speak. something you need to say yes or no to, whatever comes up for you is perfect. Breathe deep into your heart, let your shoulders go. You're going to drop even deeper into your heart. You can imagine that as you are resting down into the center of your heart, you could just rest deeper, you could sink in more. You're totally supported right now. There's something that maybe you're not seeing right now, or haven't been seeing, and are just starting to see the glimmers of, that maybe you've been turning away from, maybe you've been afraid of, maybe it's just not been clear to you. I want to invite you to allow your soul to show you what's been hiding in the shadows for you, that it's time for you to see, embrace, and make some new choices about. As if your soul is walking you down a path, and it's foggy, and it's just after sunset. It's a little hard to see. But as you take the next few steps, you stop, and all of a sudden the fog clears. And you can see just what you need to see right now that's been hiding in the shadows, and it's time for you to see. You take a deep, full breath and embrace whatever it is. Fully embrace it. Open up your arms and embrace it. There are so many aspects of you. This is a time so fertile for this inner work, this personal growth that you've come here to do. Honor where you're at right now, what you're embracing, what you're seeing, and know that it's only being revealed to you so you can shift it, bring it into the light. And I want you to imagine that either you're carrying it or putting your arm around it, and you're walking forward, and the sun has come up over the hill, and it's warm and bright, and you're stepping out into the light with it. You can see it clearly, you can see it fully. You can fully recognize what's in this for you, because everything you go through, there's something in it for you. You're training yourself, upping your capacity to live from the inside out, squeaky clean, 100% honest with yourself, taking full responsibility for your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, your desires. Everybody's welcome at the party, every part of you. Just let yourself bask in the warmth of the light. Awareness precedes change. And tune into one inspired action that you can take to support yourself in shifting. The shadow part and fully integrating it into the light. And whatever that may be, trust that what's come up, your soul has spoken. This is a deep time of change. There's a turn in your path, and it will reveal itself in the coming weeks. And the shadow parts of yourself that you bring into the light, are a big part of determining the changes and how you accept and work with the changes, everything in your life. Everything that happens to you, there's something in it for you. Something has to fall away for something new to come in. This shadowy eclipse is bringing in like a tear in the fabric of the universe, where things will be sliding in and things are sliding out. And you have the opportunity to upgrade your level of personal leadership and step even deeper into your gifts. The more present you are, the more aware you are, the more energy you have to use your divine gifts to do what you've come here to do, that only you can do in the way that you can do it. You're incredibly gifted, and the world needs what you have to offer more than ever. Wrap your inner arms around yourself. Tell yourself how much you love yourself. As you love yourself, you're loving all. You're loving the divine. You're loving the world. Blessed be.